This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Aaron Sanderson is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week and what the top trend in YouTube video is. Thanks for joining me, Aaron.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So for this week, what did we get for number five?
All right. Nicole emails. So this is a really fun one. A guy named Carlos met a girl named Nicole at a college campus bar. And Nicole gave Carlos her number, but it ended up being wrong. So he did something either creepy or cute, depending on how you look at it. And he emailed 246 Nicoles in the university's directory, and that included students, staff, faculty members, even potential name variations like Nikki or Nicolette. In the end, the right Nicole wasn't actually part of that group, but the network of Nicoles helped connect him to the right one. And of course, this was trending. Alas, the most searched Nicole of the week was Nicole Kidman.
I'm just curious, was it a wrong number that she gave him, or was it just wrong by one number? Because I don't know, sometimes you meet a guy and you're like, yeah, I'll give you my number. And, you know, it's the pizza place number. Is that what happened or no?
No, she says it was actually an accident, and she was an exchange student from Holland, so didn't have her number memorized right. She reports that she and Carlos have hangout plans in the near future, but I don't know if we can get our hopes up just yet. She said it might be just as friends.
Oh, still, that was kind of cute.
The email led to a bunch of Nicoles getting together. They had a meetup at a pub, created a Nicole from Last Night Facebook group, and some academics are even talking about starting a research project.
On Nicoles? Like, how would that work?
No, some academics within the Nicole sisterhood realized that they have similar academic interests and might collaborate.
Oh, okay. So it just so happens that all these Nicoles are all in the same thing. That's actually kind of weird. What's number four?
John Legend became an EGOT this week, and that's not some sort of weird bird. It's a small group of elite artists who have been awarded an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. We saw a big spike in people searching for the meaning of EGOT. It was actually like a 750% spike in those searches. He got this by winning the Emmy for Best Variety Special for Jesus Christ Superstar Live in Concert, which he produced. At 39, he became one of the youngest people to get an EGOT, and he's also the first Black man to do so.
Are there any other EGOTs out there that we may not know of?
Yeah, there are actually only 15 EGOT winners.
Wow.
But they include folks like Audrey Hepburn and Whoopi Goldberg, so a few recognizable names in there.
All right, so what's number three this week?
So Marky Mark has a crazy intense schedule, and he posted his schedule, which starts with a 2:30 a.m. workout and ends with a 7:30 p.m. bedtime. It includes prayer time, breakfast, golfing, and a recovery in a cryo chamber, as well as, you know, a few of the more traditional things like family time and work. The publicity led to a 500% spike in searches for his restaurant, Mark Wahlberg Restaurant. Over the past week, he owns Wahlburgers in partnership with his brothers. And on the subject of food, one of the top trending questions became what he eats, because he's clearly so dedicated to health, fitness, and lots of snacks. And that was a low-carb diet, including 10 turkey meatballs and a protein shake for breakfast.
You know, I looked at that and I saw the cryo chamber and I'm like, that's just fancy word for taking a nap. Being up at 2:30 like that's crazy. You need a nap, right?
It begs the really basic question of, if you're going to sleep at 7:30 and waking up at 2:30, why don't you just push that back by 2 hours?
Exactly.
Or even three. Go to bed at 10:30 and wake up at 5:30.
Right? It's weird. I don't know. What's the point? Like, is there some like rich person thing? Maybe they did a study that you can burn more calories at 7 a.m. or something if you've been awake for a few hours already. I don't know, but it's just weird, right?
It's super weird, but whatever it is, it's clearly working for him.
All right. So this week, what was number two?
17 years later, people are remembering 9/11, tributes across the country. We saw more than a 3,000% spike in searches for Never Forget 9/11 over the past week in the U.S., which I'm sure none of us who lived through it really can. We also saw a more than 4,000% spike in searches for Black Ribbon 9/11, and along with that, a 400% spike for What Does a Black Ribbon Signify? You know?
Do I know? No, I don't know. What does the Black Ribbon signify?
It's a symbol of remembrance or mourning. So a lot of people put black ribbons up on 9/11 to show, you know, that they'll never forget.
You know, I'm hoping maybe you know this one. So I know as a kid, I remember watching Lilo and Stitch in theaters, and it had the scene where they were crashing their spaceship through one of the major cities, I guess, in Hawaii, when the movie finally went to home videos, or even on TV. They completely deleted those scenes. And as an adult, I don't know why they ended up deleting not only that scene, but they deleted like the Twin Towers episodes in The Simpsons. And they did that in a bunch of TV shows where they just kind of were like, oh, we're just going to take the Twin Towers out of everything. Do you know why they did that? Because wouldn't it be better to remember it than to forget?
Yeah, I don't know why. And I agree with you that I think that there's no point in kind of erasing that from our collective consciousness, you know?
Absolutely. It's kind of...
But I'm sure they had a reason.
Yeah, maybe it was one of those, it's too soon, but then to never bring it back, I don't know. That was just kind of weird for me. It's just, I you know what, though? That was the first major attack in the U.S., so I guess this was kind of how people were just playing it by ear, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was the first one, and we were kind of learning how to deal with it all together.
So what did we get for number one this week?
So no surprise that Hurricane Florence was topping searches, especially as the Southeast braced for the storm. We saw South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia as the top three regions in the U.S. searching. Scary times, but if you search for Hurricane Florence, you'll find an SOS alert and a link to the crisis map with info like the storm's path, evacuation routes, and more like that.
I was reading some articles that people are staying and they're going to like really just stay through the hurricane. Is that even wise? Like Hurricane Florence, is this one supposed to be pretty bad, right? Like 6 feet of rainwater and all this other stuff. What's going on? Why would people stay?
This is a pretty intense hurricane. It's spreading heavy rains and super strong winds. It is pretty catastrophic, and you know, it's been called life-threatening with really destructive winds. I think it went from a Category 2 to 1 recently. It is pretty crazy. They had been recommending evacuation, and they have evacuation routes posted. In certain places, they said if you've made the choice to stay at this point, you need to be focusing on surviving. Again, if you search for Hurricane Florence, you'll find the alerts and links to the crisis map information on the storm path and evacuation route. So I super recommend that for folks involved.
So for this week, what was the most watched YouTube video?
So I say this a lot. I say, okay, all right, okay. But I've never wondered why we say okay. And this video, Why We Say Okay from Vox, explains in less than 5 minutes the history of the phrase. And it turns out, can I give a spoiler?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. This super widely spoken word started as an inside joke in Boston in the early 1800s. There was a fad in the 1830s to abbreviate misspelled phrases as kind of an inside joke. So okay was all correct, or like all correct. The video already has more than 1.5 million views and counting. Check it out if you want to learn why we all say okay all the time.
There's something in the video, and I may have missed this because I watched it really fast, but okay is understood in most languages. So it's the same to everybody. So if you said okay to someone who only speaks Chinese, they would know what okay meant, or Japanese.
Yeah, and one of the weirdest things that I thought I took away from the video, at least, was that okay might have actually been the first word spoken on the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Which is quite the evolution for a bad joke from the 1800s.
I was looking at it, and they had a bunch of other abbreviations. And I think in the video, it compared it to LOL. And I was like, oh, man, the memes go all the way back, don't they?
Totally. I hope LOL isn't the word known from my generation now.
Oh, geez, don't say that. You're right. Or Rafflecopter.
That would be far worse.
All right, Erin, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.